You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got his morning show with Matt Man.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige. I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. So here's the thing.
He hung up.
He's still there. Brett, I don't want to ask too much and lead this in a way that I don't know how it's going to go, but just to let everyone know, they came to you guys, you and your wife, and apparently what I've been told is that the ball's in your court, and what that means is, I don't want to break the seal on this. In other words, Fatboy, help me. You've been told do whatever you want to do, kind of thing, meaning you handle it, and you did. You scheduled a dinner that they were going to come to, and you were going to say you and your wife were going to present to them, Hey guys, thanks for reaching out, but we really don't feel comfortable with having.
Maybe it's possible they forgot about it.
Well, they didn't respond at all. They didn't text back like word. Like that's.
No showed it.
They just no showed it. So you've tried. So for the people on the text line saying you're a SH blank, blank, blank.
Dumb bastard.
TY. Dumbass, family member. Mm-hmm. Then they should realize you tried. And this is going to happen soon. So. You have to do this today. Am I putting words in your mouth?
I mean, you pretty much got it, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Now, here's the thing, too. With something like this, I don't want him to cuss.
I mean, people don't really cuss that much anymore, so we're good.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Brett's going to call his brother-in-law, who's just learned he's related to, and he's going to tell him that that he's not comfortable. They're not comfortable with them having the baby there at the house. And this is, and I see your text. I don't know. Oh no!
How's it supposed to go?
Was that Brett?
No.
Okay, Brett's still there.
I've asked a million times to get a new one, and nobody gives a rip.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? You go down there and look at all the vinyl banners and crap they got of towns that. I don't even know if they listen to us, but we can't get a phone. You hear this nonsense? All right, here we go. It's truth and consequence. I've stalled enough.
Hello? Hey, man. You got a second? Hey, man. Yeah, what's up? Hey, I need to talk to you about something. So I've been trying to get with you and Jess for a while now, but y'all ghosted me on that one dinner that I scheduled.
Yeah,
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she had a prenatal appointment thing that ran long, and then she was all, she was all emotional. I just didn't want to poke the bear that night, you know?
No, I get it. I figured that was probably the case, but so here's the deal. I can't do this birthing thing at our house, dude. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying that flat out. Like, I can't have y'all birthing a human in my bathtub. I don't care how relaxing or zenful it might feel or whatever, but I can't. I can't. I'm sorry.
Dude, you think I want it at your house?
Wait.
You think I want it at your house?
What? What'd you say?
Brett, I've been saying from the beginning that we should go to a hospital. I didn't want it at your house either. This is it's all her, man. She thinks the tub in your guest room has calming chakra or whatever. But she's not listening to me. She ain't listening to me.
Don't say too much right now.
What? No. I'm just saying. She's the one who wants to be like surrounded by family energy. I didn't even want to ask you about it. I told her from day one. This is completely crazy. It's insane.
Dude, we're actually on the radio right now.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're on Truth and Consequences. The Rise guys, Matt Man and Fat Boy.
Hey, Paige.
We're all of us.
We're all here right now. We're live on the radio right now, Danny.
We're live right now.
Truth and Consequences. So please don't cuss. Yes, please don't cuss. The one out of Greenville, South Carolina. That's us. The ones that you read about in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
That's us. The ones that they talked about in Sports Illustrated. Yeah. So.
Every other side.
What'd you need? Brett needed some backup, right, Fatboy? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but it sounds like you two are on the same page.
I think you both agree.
That is very odd.
I love it.
Well, yeah. I mean, dude. You brought me on the radio. I'm screwed.
I'm done. My piece. I'm sorry. I got to bounce before the spirals. Like, I hate to do you like this, Danny, but this ain't gonna be good, man. I got to save a little face. I wanted literal collateral damage as possible here, but
who's saying what? Who's that, Brett?
Yeah.
How you gonna leave before it's over? You're the one who started it.
Brett hung up.
Danny?
Oh man, yeah. I'm glad he feels better.
Did he just say he was going to hang up? Like,
when you're on the radio and you hear the voices, or I couldn't tell who was who. So Brett, the one we started talking to. So Danny is the one who is going to be the dad too.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, welcome. We're still on the radio. Don't cuss, please. But that was real. Like, he wanted to call and tell you that because, wow. First off, let's moment this for a minute. Has that happened before where the person calls in all big and beefy, like, yeah, I'm going to give him a piece? Well, he didn't really say it like that, but he was just saying, you know, this is not happening in my house.
So he kind of had heat first. But now, Danny, you got it with him because, I mean, he brought you on the radio and just hung up.
Yeah, but what was so bad? Well, you said, yeah.
He kind of agreed with him, though.
Have you not, you don't know me from Adam. I mean, you're from Sports Illustrated, but do you care necessarily? Like the fact that, have you said to your wife, you're not going to want to answer this question, but have you said to your wife, I think this is crazy, you should do it at a hospital? Don't answer that. That'll ruin your life. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I plead the fifth.
Good, don't.
No.
I'm telling you, don't answer it. Don't answer
it. Well, it sounds like her mind's made up. Like, I don't.
First off.
Yeah, but she's, you know, she's still going to lose her mind when she hears this. Like, it, you know, if she's not in labor already, yeah, you know, she'll be by the time this airs.
Oh, no, we live, dude. But,
you know, we live.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're used to most radio shows still taping everything.
You got some work to do, buddy.
We live, 7:42 a.m. Eastern, 6:10:25. All right. Can we save your number and
there's gotta be more to it.
Give you a holler here at the end of the show and maybe because yes.
If he left you on the radio, he should help you tell
like,
her.
That is a big dickheaded move, and I'm not talking in a complimentary way. Thank you.
No, listen, in a weird way, guys, it's like I feel like there's like a load off my chest. Like,
gross.
And that's that. You know, that's a start, and I guess I'll deal with the rest with her as it comes. You know,
he should help you out.
Yeah, but that's like. What? So I don't understand why he hung up, why he got mad, or did he get mad, or
he
was
said
he like?
He was done.
So just come in and raise hell and leave.
Something
and
about collateral damage. He said. I heard that part, but I didn't hear him say he was gonna hang up.
Okay, I tell you what.
Should I call him back? Should I tell Jug to pound sand and then I call Brett back?
I don't know
what to do. I don't want to tell Jug to pound sand. He'd run over me.
What does pound sand mean? Like. Eat my shorts.
Hit the bricks. You know, get the hell out of here. Go pole vault over a mouse turd somewhere else. Hang on
oh
for me.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hold on. Like, did eat my
Sorry,
dust
my
mean, like...
Literally?
Like, eat, but then Bart Simpson took it to eat my shorts.
Yeah, he was
And
in
then a, now we're just all blatant, like, nah, we wasn't talking about my dust or my shorts. We was talking about my butt.
Yeah, he was literal. He took it into way different terms here.
Very much so.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, you always know, and this is why we appreciate y'all so much that listen to the show. Not all of you, but most of you we do, is that you actually play this like fourth chair on the show. This person emailed and says, when are you doing the next All Advice show? And Fat Boy's like, well, my God, it's supposed to be this week.
Guess
and
what?
I'm like,
hallelujah.
Yeah, but I think we would have slipped past it a week not realizing.
Yeah.
So they're like, enter P1 clock inside their mind. I said clock, by the way.
Just don't brag about it when you do it, you know?
Don't brag about
it. Well, I'm the one that reminded you guys to do All Advice because you stupid dumb asses would have forgot.
Party Man Dan's been there for us many times when we have forgotten certain things and videos to upload and whatnot. All right, so this is the guy who we told you yesterday that was going to be on. He ran into an ex, and now it's causing problems with he and his wife. So let's get that full story now and say hello to Anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Good. Had you ever heard that Pantera cover there before?
I don't think I have, no.
I love that. I love it. I think every good hit song can be played in every genre of music and still be a good song. I think you could almost do that.
Go out and buy it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going on? I kind of tease that you ran into an ex, but this all started when you went back to where you were born, your hometown?
Yeah. So I went back to my hometown last week, and it was first time in 12 years. Mm-hmm. And
you've been very particular to tell Fat Boy, which I get it, you don't want us to say the town, at which I guess it's in the area. So
correct.
That's fine.
Yes.
And then you ran into an ex.
Yes, and I found out that my old high school girlfriend has HIV. And she's dying.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that is...
That's deep.
That is tough right there. Are you... Well, I can tell you. I mean, nobody would be okay hearing that. I mean, that sucks. You all right, though? You all right?
Kinda. I mean, it messed me up. Like, I got real sad. I mean, we dated from 9th to 11th grade, and she used to make me mixtapes with songs by Creed and TLC on them. I mean, it was real.
Wait, Creed and TLC? I mean, it's like... Both ends of the spectrum.
That's
right,
a blender of emotions is what that is.
I know.
It's a good mix.
Yeah.
Dude, I ain't cried since my cousin wrecked my four-wheeler in 03.
Are you being for real right now?
Like, yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
But when I found out she was sick, it hit me. Like, chest pressure and everything.
Yeah.
And then I told my wife. Big mistake.
That's okay. Yeah. Oh. This is where this is all going. Oh. So, and then that's where the problems came here.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife goes, Why are you so tore up about some girl you used to make out with in the trailer?
Wow, and she's very mean, it sounds like.
Damn, dude.
She got a hate on where you're making out. Who cares?
And I just said, I don't know, because she's a person.
Yeah? Yeah.
Then she full-blown spiraled. Started saying I might have got something. Said I need to go get...
Oh, Lord.
Said I need to go get tested, like HIV lingers for 12 years, waiting for a moment to shine.
God, Lord.
Like, she was serious, flying off the handle? Boy, it sounds like she did. Like,
she bought one of them home HIV tests and swabbed her mouth in the car before we even left the Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
Dang it.
Oh, my God, dude.
My God, I didn't...
It's kind of smart.
First off, wow. Okay. Sorry,
this ain't funny.
No, it's not. Like, it's not. And let me ask you something, sir. You promise that this is all legitimate? Because we've had some humdingers in the past. People call in and then, okay. So your wife, and this is, your wife got tested in the parking lot of this. So this is the same store that you saw the ex?
Yep. Same lot. I saw death. She saw betrayal.
No, come on.
Oh, that's a movie.
I said, babe, I haven't touched her. I haven't even spoken to her. And she said, well, your eyes look sad when you told me.
Oh, you got caught. You got caught having sad eyes. That's on you.
Well, that is a rookie move.
Yep. Dude, I can't win.
I know. Yeah.
I try to explain. It's like when you hear an old song and it brings back feelings. It didn't help.
Yeah.
She asked what song. I said, that one by Brandy and Monica. She even got madder.
The Boy's Mine. Right? Is that the one? The Boy's Mine? The one where they arguing over the boy. So now you've got, well, I don't want to say two women fighting over you, because the other one, you just saw her, and then you, but that's, if I find out that you are pulling one over on us, I'm going to have someone come give you HIV is what I'm going to do, buddy, okay? No, I'm not.
I'm going to pump you good.
No.
Calm down, Bob.
It's like I'm emotionally cheating with a ghost.
You know what? That's probably an episode of Broken Mirror this season. Something, or a Lifetime movie. Haunted by HIV. And love. I love HIV. I mean, that's not something to make fun of. It's not. It's really, I want to start that right now and say this is not anything to make fun of. Because that's, you don't hear about it very much anymore. Except for like, you know, TV commercials and stuff.
I can't wrap my head around what's going on.
Yeah.
She even started going through my old CDs.
Oh.
She found one labeled Promo 7 from my baby girl. I don't even remember burning that. And it was a blank Memorex. She said, oh, I bet you burned with passion too. Like, what do you say to that?
I would say, honey, I barely remember to keep my cell phone charged. Like, how am I gonna remember CDs from the pubescent periods?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I feel like she's having the wrong reaction.
Yeah, that's...
Now she's asking if I'd go to the funeral if the girl dies. I said, yeah, I might.
You're really crying right now, man.
Oh, you planning to cry on her casket now? Maybe rub your mouth on the wood for old time's sake?
Oh, my God.
Dude, she's creating all this in her head for, like, what reason?
Like, have you cheated
on her in the past or anything?
No.
Okay.
I told her I was just trying to be honest, and she goes, "What's next time, lie with less emotion."
Oh, wow.
You, see, I'm not going to claim I know any of what I'm about to say. But, like, I guess you would need to get tested, not necessarily because you need to, but because, like, your wife wants you to. But then, like, I'm going to ask this with a lot of respect right now, but do you have children and because I tell you, women go through a lot. I mean, they get through a lot. I mean, they really do. They got to cook. No, I'm kidding. They got.
Men are helpless.
I mean, they really. If you're a woman, you've had a couple kids or whatever. Like, you've been through
literal.
Two kids. Okay. Yeah. You got to take. When's the last time you went out with that woman? Like, went out on a date.
That's been maybe a couple months.
Okay. And also, don't say the word HIV in your house for like 2 months. HIV. Do not say it at all.
You probably shouldn't cry in front of the Piggly Wiggly either. I can't even say the damn name.
Well, Pitty Witty.
Piggy Wiggy.
Yes. I mean, that's...
Grocery store.
First off, I thought halfway through this you're full of crap, and then I could hear your voice quivering, and I can always tell those. So
it's still unfortunate.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, that really sucks. Your wife right now, though... And life goes so fast and gets away from us. But two kids later, like, now you're trying to, like, what this little bump happened here, this little bump in the road, maybe to make you realize that, you know, you hadn't shown her that she's your baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just get yourself checked out and, you know.
You got to ask her, is you or is you not?
Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fab, will you pick the order? I will not...
Okay, let's... you want to talk to John? You want to talk to John?
John over Anonymous, sure. Hey, John.
Hey guys, Matt, thanks for taking my call. I guess, I'm just going to get to this because it's, I might have a stalker, man. I don't even know what else to call it or what else to think about it. So,
what defined, that actually came up on the show yesterday or last Friday. It was like, have you ever had a stalker? And that's one thing that, like, if something pushes you like out of your boundaries or out of your little circle or whatever, a lot of times people, you know, you're being challenged in a sense as far as like growing as a person.
Plus, I don't know if people know what it means. Like, are we talking about a legit stalker or somebody?
We don't know what the word love means anymore. Or obsessed.
No, guys, yeah. This definitely feels real. Like, I mean, so imagine yourself, you're out at a bar and you've not mentioned this to this person and they just show up and she doesn't even live anywhere near there. Like, stuff, they'll just drop stuff off. There'll be something outside my door, texting from like new numbers, and I'm like, yo, who's this? And anyway, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And this ain't something you hear a lot coming from a guy's point of view.
No, she must not be attractive.
The contrary, man, she's gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman. And but you're right. Like, listen, a man doesn't usually have a stalker. It's usually the other way around. But this just feels real, man. I don't know what else to
so
label
what are,
this.
What are we talking about exactly? Like messages occasionally, pictures, anything like that? Like nudes?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it didn't start that way, but yeah, nudes definitely came around.
Nice.
Certainly without any sort of prompts. She just started firing them out, and they became a bit more aggressive. They weren't just like, oh, cute picture of me with like a bra. And
that's
it's
a
like,
great question, John. Paige, if a woman out of the blue sends a nude photo to a man, it's basically with a unattached note that says, I'd like to have sex with you, correct?
I assume, yeah.
You would assume that. Okay. All right.
There's some attraction there.
So is she talking about just wanting your tool, or is she wanting to like date you because you said some of these are graphic? Is she ever talking about, first off, how do you, let's get into all that first. What's the backstory on this? Like, do you know the woman in the photos?
Yes, okay. Yes, I do. I do know the woman. It was organic, to be honest with you. I mean, listen, she made it no secret who she is and that she, you know, basically at the end of the day, it's like I met her at work and she just kind of like, I don't really know what to do with this situation because it's become, yes, I know exactly who she is. I've known her in person and she started sending pictures out of the blue and they became excessive and to the point where she started giving me a nickname and she called me Lobo, which means like wolf in Spanish. And just like, Lobo.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Lobo.
Is she a Latina?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, yeah, what's a Lobo?
I mean, gosh, I understand it. If he's alarmed because stalkers, regardless of whatever your sex is, could be scary because people may have some mental illness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody does.
Also, like, giving it the term stalker does give, like, I had one years ago, and that's all we'll say, but you remember that situation on the show, and I felt, and this is, you're going to be like, you? But yeah, I felt weird saying that I had a stalker, because then it puts you up on, you think you're on some kind of pedestal, people stalking you.
Why?
But that chick, I don't know, it just, it's the same reason a lot of women, when they've been sexually harassed or whatever, they won't say anything because they're like, I don't want to stir up no hornet's nest. That was just weird. Yeah. That was weird. And then that girl made a MySpace. I don't want to give it too much, whatever, but like she made a MySpace of pictures of me coming out of my car, going into my house and all this weird stuff. And that's when a certain attorney says, you might ought to call the law and get a thing going on.
It's like a notch in the belt for a dude.
I mean,
when somebody may, you know. My brother had someone who stalked him, and it was...
Was it a woman?
No, yeah. And she was...
No, yeah.
She was a friend of ours, and I never knew this until he told me later on that he came home one night, and nobody was in the house, but she was in his bed.
What?
And it scared him, and he said...
Is she ugly?
No, she's very pretty, but she's crazy.
Why are always the pretty ones?
Very,
he was tearing it up.
And
Lobo, he's the real Lobo.
And he asked her, how did you get in? Oh, I came in through the pool door.
Now, maybe she's calling you Lobo because you're tall and play basketball well, like Rebecca Lobo. Is there a chance of that, perhaps? No, you said it means cowboy in Spanish. I did not know that. I did not. I thought that was a caballero or something. And,
no, I mean, this means wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. Wolf. Yeah, so honestly, I
thought
it was kind of...
I used to dip Lobo. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I thought she was actually, it was kind of flattering at first, like you guys were talking about, but truly when it came down to what I was thinking, like this is actually a stalker, it became really serious. I mean, it was like, I made the mistake though. Here's where I really screwed up is I knew she was a little off.
Yeah.
And I was on Temptation Island over here. I was like, this girl's beautiful. I mean, she's stunning.
Yeah.
And it became physical and in person. And like we.
Okay. You've had sex.
Yes. Yeah, and many times, and in ways that I never was able to, you know, do with. I got a little piece of this. I'm not telling you yet. And I
tell.
I'm kind of embarrassed.
She had a big butt.
Yeah, no, I'm embarrassed. It was like a big deal because.
Okay.
The whole thing started out as like a whoops, kind of one night after work. We went into a happy hour and we ended up getting a little buzzed up and, you know, sleeping together. Whatever. It was a huge mistake. And I was like, well, let's keep it cool, keep it honest, and just, we're adults. We can communicate this to each other. And right. It started becoming weird, like notes, you know, things left on, like, my desk, notes by, like, my car.
Were they written in English?
The biggest,
go ahead.
What's that?
No.
Mostly.
So are you, like, are you single?
No. That's the problem.
Whoa!
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's not like it's some... I'm not dating someone. I have a long-term girlfriend. I'm really...
Well, you are dating someone if you have a long-term
girlfriend. I'm in a serious relationship. I'm not dating is my point. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you said after work, so you used to work with her?
I still work with her.
Oh,
banging
God.
The coworker, man.
That's never.
Yeah,
good.
No, it's we know this is a dumb. It's dumb. It was stupid. I don't know why I did it, but it's, you know.
Are you just nervous you're going to get caught cheating because this girl now knows where you live and you know you're worried about it coming too close to home? Am I wrong with that?
I don't know if I'm really worried about it. I mean. I don't want to say she's crazy because she's, I don't think she's the type that's going to want to contact the other party and try and, you know, blow up the relationship, but
yeah.
She's definitely the type that enjoys the chaos. She likes I think she likes the secrecy of it. And at least that's kind of what she's been hinting at. But
so how long would you say it went on for this just physical relationship?
Yeah. It was like a no strings attached, like kind of fun. It was supposed to be fun for a while. And
but did it start hot and heavy though? Or is it just some innocent flirting or?
Started out flirting, like just fun. But it was weird the way it started because she suddenly started following me on social media. And even though I was at work with her, I just never really was in touch with her like that. And she just started stalking my page. And then I was like, huh. At first I was like flattered. I'm like, oh, someone's got a crush. No big deal. And then I kind of, you know, I stupidly kind of fell into it at work, the flirting, and it became a little bit more. And, dude, this has been going on for, like, it was on for, like, close to a year, man, just off of, like, these little things. And I don't know. It's been going on way too long, and I'm trying to find a way to get out of it. I've realized it's gone on too long, and I'm a little too deep now, and I don't know what to do with it. That's the truth. I don't know how to stop it.
Fat boy, you're shaking. Uh-huh. What is the big question that you have for him?
I mean, so you said you're not single, you're with somebody.
So, yes.
So is there any way she knows about this woman, or like, is the woman going to try to contact her?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. But that's what's freaking me out a little bit. I think maybe the whole thing is that she's.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. I know you don't want to do this kind of crap. So this is kind of her whole plan is that I think she thinks that, you know, if I just continue doing this and I push full court press, it's eventually going to blow up and I'll be able to have them myself. Maybe. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know. I'm getting overwhelmed by the stupid thing. It's my fault. I made the choice.
You did.
Yeah.
But there's some missing element here. Like the big question is, If you feel as though it's, look, people that can do the friends with benefits or whatever, good for you. If you can, and even if people are in the relationships where they know about it, like if it works for you, good. I could never handle that kind of lifestyle, but if it works for you, fine. But the big question is, so like, other than it causing issues at work, and you don't think she's the type to contact your girlfriend and say, hey, by the way, I'm banging your man. Like, what's the big worry here? Like, why can't you just say, look, I don't want to do this anymore. I care about my job. I care about my girlfriend, even though it doesn't sound like you do. It's one of, you know what I'm saying? Oh, come on.
Yes.
It's a good question. What's the big worry, though? Why not just say, hey, it's done with? Like, these friends with benefits things, do they go on forever? Do they not just stop when somebody says, you know what, I'm going to marry
somebody
now?
Gets hurt.
Do they ever end like that? Like, they don't end well, ever, right?
Well, and then she may retaliate because she's hurt.
That's how Paige and I met, actually.
No.
We used to be
and
friends.
That's what I'm worried about that, though, because truly, I did tell her, hey, I think we should kind of cool this off, and I started blocking her, and she would call from different numbers and like blocked IDs, and then she even went through WhatsApp. She went through WhatsApp, man. She's like up in like the international calling stuff.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.